Last month, a new educational collaboration between the Ho-Chunk Nation and a UW college was announced. Its goal, to preserve the Ho-Chunk language for generations to come.
The new initiative comes as fewer and fewer are speaking the language. It's estimated that only 100 people are proficient Ho-Chunk speakers. That's a number that's decreased over the last 4 years. So how will this new collaboration help to try and turn things around?
John Greendeer joins us now. He's the president of the Ho-Chunk Nation. President Greendeer, welcome back.
Oh, thanks for having me.
So first off, tell us about what this new collaboration will entail.
Well, sure. Thank you. Well, we're absolutely excited to partner up with the UW College's system in working in a relatively new angle and approach to certify language teachers so that we can start expanding the number of apprentices who have learned, instructors, so that we can start utilizing those and have them credentialed out through the process so that they can be available in the school districts and provide that expansion of education in our language.
How important do you think it will be to have those language ambassadors for the Ho-Chunk language to work with the generations coming up?
Well, absolutely very important. I think for the most part, a lot of Wisconsinites know that the Ho-Chunk people don't have a contiguous land base, and that's a big factor and obstacle that we deal with in providing any type of thing, whether it's language revitalization or even just their general government services. And so it means that we have to take a lot of partnerships with local school districts, law enforcement agencies, medical providers, and so that our government is uniquely expanded across mostly the southwestern portion of the state. And so with that comes our partnerships with the pre-K through 12, and also the colleges. So this is very important that we provide that expansion out to our communities, because there's a very good chance, especially in southwestern portion of the state, that you're going to have at least one Ho-Chunk student in your school district.
Now, so for those people who are unfamiliar with the Ho-Chunk language, who is it that's keeping the language alive today? It sounds like it's down to around 100 people speaking it. Who are those people?
Right. Well, they're the most amazing people on earth in our world. They may not be fluent, all of them, but I think they have a job that's a lot harder than I could ever imagine. And they're not the only ones responsible for that. I think their work depends on the nucleus of people around them and their supporters and providing all these alternative ways of learning the language, because there's no one-size-fits-all. So these people are typically our premier or elite speakers, people that have spoken the Ho-Chunk language as their first language primarily. And then the students that have worked with them for several years, or close family members that have a very good understanding of the language and use it commonly, conversationally, and use it as a utility in their communication. So they're not simply just individuals who have learned from a book or learned from a couple lessons here and there. These are people that use the Ho-Chunk language on a practical basis. So these are, I would place as our most premier and elite members of the Ho-Chunk Nation, because the language really is everything. It encompasses everything of who we are.
Are you pretty conversant in Ho-Chunk yourself?
Actually, I have made myself able to understand the Ho-Chunk language as much as possible, and it took a lot of work, and I can understand how difficult it is to go from a level one speaker to being very cognitive of conversational Ho-Chunk, and that is difficult. So I do understand the Ho-Chunk language. I do try to speak, and I know that it's not perfect Ho-Chunk. I don't think there's ever such a thing, but I can communicate, and it's very important to me. It has a very deep value, and I think that anyone that has embarked on learning the Ho-Chunk language really feels the value of that language right away. So it's our hope that having this partnership and expanding that, and even getting someone into the Ho-Chunk Level 1 courses, and we believe that value will be set. And right now we're starting to see, as we see the number of elite speakers decrease, we're starting to see the interest of learning increase. So it's kind of a unique diorama with a lot of eager students coming to learn the language, but we're losing the most important core of it, and those are our first language speakers.
What do you think is so meaningful about those young people coming up who want to learn it? What's so meaningful to them about being part of this language and being able to speak it?
Prior to my learning a little bit more of the language, I often heard this reinforced upon our communities, our families, our households, was if you don't know the language, you don't really know the culture. And it sounds great, especially if you hear someone running for office and doing all these wonderful things, but in actuality, there's an absolute truth to that. I found out by learning more of the language that I actually have more questions about us than I ever had before. And there are just certain expressions and things that we would say in our language that we could never say in English or find the equivalent thereof. We could never, sometimes we just never would say something like we would in English. And so it really tells about who we were as a people, that, you know, we're a very humble people, we're a very giving people, we're a very thankful people. And I honestly don't think we could really embody who we are in the English language. So I think it really is important. And the people that are teaching it, our apprentices, our workers, our curriculum developers, everyone plays a major role in when they bring this back, they're bringing back our culture, our identity of who we are.
How hopeful are you about this effort, this partnership, and its prospects for reviving the Ho-Chunk language and bringing up a new generation of speakers?
I'm very hopeful. I really feel that our collective mentality, because of the past, and rightfully, if you use past to see where you're at today, to project where you're going to be at in the future, it doesn't look good. But I really think that we have to approach this with some optimism, because we do have those households where the young people are speaking Ho-Chunk, and you hear your own native language being spoken by a 5-year-old or a 7-year-old, and they're speaking with it confidently, and you hear that, it's very inspiring, and you really see the legacy of what we're trying to do from all different angles, whether it be from an app for your iPhone, all the way to actual text curriculum, to language apprentice programs, to master speakers, to immersion. I really think that there's so many different approaches, and, you know, while we start to realize that there's no right or wrong way to approach this.
President Greendeer, thank you so much for joining us today. Appreciate that.
Well, I really appreciate you taking the time on this very, very important subject. You guys have a
That was John Greendeer, president of the Ho-Chunk Nation, joining us to talk about a new initiative to preserve the Ho-Chunk language for generations to come.